insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another of our programs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blesses us with the understanding of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ فَدَعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون.
We arrived at verse 61, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses another blessing that He's bestowed upon Bani Israel. The story goes that in the desert that Bani Israel had to stay in after having rejected the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fighting with the corrupt people in Jerusalem, the Holy Land, they were given a meal, the birds, the quails, and they were given shelter. And they went to their prophet at that point and said, "We are fed up with having only this one type of food." They didn't make any type of statement that this is a great food and thanks Allah, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. They said, "We are fed up with this, give us something else. We want vegetables, greens and cucumbers, garlic and lentils and onions and the likes of that." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Prophet has told them that, okay, if you want that, then you can go to any town you want and you will be given that. Although you're asking for something that's inferior compared to what you were having, but if you want that, then go to any town you want and you can have that. Cultivate the land, grow whatever you want, and you can have that food. We were talking about some of the points that we can understand from this verse. One of the points that's interesting in this verse is that although they've asked for something that's inferior, although they've been disrespectful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have not been thankful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, if you want it, then this is how you do it. You can go to any town you want. Instead of being in the desert, you can leave to any town you want and you will have that. What they had asked for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. It kind of seems like that's a blessing. From one perspective, it kind of is, because they are asking for something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them. Since you want this, okay, great, I'll give it to you. Although they're using very rude language. But because of this continuous disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that rude language that they've used, what they are asking for and the solution that has been given to them will cause them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ وَبَاءُوا بِغَلَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. So they were struck with abasement and poverty, and they earned Allah's wrath. Yes, they were told, you can go to any town. You don't have to stay in this desert anymore. You're banished from Jerusalem. You were supposed to stay in this desert. You were supposed to take the hardship because it was through your own actions. But you repented, you asked for a little something, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the special blessing of that meal. But then you were very disrespectful and rude, and you don't want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. You asked for something else. Okay, leave this desert. Go to any town you want. You don't have to go to Jerusalem. You don't have to fight that, the corrupt people there. But the result of that is going to be this. You have decided that you want dhillah, abasement, not izzah. Dhillah is the opposite of izzah. Izzah is where one's will, and looking at it from a social perspective, the society, this community in society has got a will that is respected. It wills what it wants and it does what it wants. That's when you have izzah, the freedom that some like to call it. Or that's another word for this. That I am free. I will wish to do what I want. I can wish that and I will do that. That is izzah. The opposite of that is dhillah, abasement. That we want to do something, but no, we are in something. The law that is enforced on us is such that we are not given that freedom. We cannot do what everyone else does. We don't have the izzah. We will something, but we are suppressed. We're not allowed to do what we wish. That's dhillah. So, okay, you want to go and have something else. So many times you've been rude, disrespectful, and all the blessings, special blessings that were given to you. Okay, go to any town you want, but what you're going to get is this. You're going to be struck with abasement and poverty. Poverty, true poverty. ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ. Now, poverty, the equivalent that's been given here in English, poverty, the word in Arabic is al-maskana. Maskana usually refers to someone that is, yes, it's a poor person, but it's also homeless, someone that does not have a home. This may be referring to the Jewish nation that they ended up not actually having a home. They don't have a place where they can refer to as our home. They had to leave where they were in. They got separated and scattered. Their families got separated. They were scattered throughout the land. Some of them were in Babylon. Some of them in other places. So because of this, this obedience is what happened to them. وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. They earned Allah's wrath. They earned Allah's wrath. This is something that we need to be careful of. Disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Disrespect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not noticing the blessings that will get us into that is something that will bring about Allah's wrath. Now, at this point, the verse tells us some other more of the disobediences and the reasoning why ba'u bighadabin min Allah, they earned the wrath of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of this verse, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. That is because they would defy the signs of Allah and kill the prophets unjustly. And then it says, ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. And that is because they would disobey and used to commit transgression. There's a lot of points that lie in this piece of the verse. The reason why these people have the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not just simple disobedience that waba'u, they earned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath. They were given abasement and poverty, they became homeless. They didn't have a land that they could term as home anymore. This is because they defied the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. This is something that is, in the Holy Quran, it's one of the greatest sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides signs, gives us signs to believe in Him, to obey Him. And we see them, we realize them, but we reject those signs. This is one of the greatest sins. وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. The other point why they have earned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath and they have abasement and poverty, they don't have a land that they could refer to as home, is because يَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. They killed prophets unjustly. This is something that Bani Israel, unfortunately, has done in the past. Now, the last piece of the verse says, ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. That is because they disobeyed and used to commit transgression. This piece of the verse is at least talking about that, I should put it in this way, that this piece is a reasoning as well, just like the previous one. We have two reasonings mentioned at the end of this verse. First of all, after saying that these people earned the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says ذَلِكَ, that is because بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, because they defied the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they killed the prophets. And then it says that is because they would disobey and they used to commit transgression. The second reasoning apparently is not a second reasoning for that same one, because if you compare the two, the first one is they defied the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second reasoning is they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one is worse? According to the Holy Quran, يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ is worse. Defying the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I could have accepted the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and been disobedient in some way or another, but I've accepted the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the major ones. I've not considered يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. So the first one is a lot worse than the second one. And also قَتْلُ النَّبِيِّينَ, killing the prophets, what's that? Is that worse or just committing one sin and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one minor sin or one even a major one that's not killing a prophet? Obviously, killing the prophets is a very, very great sin because the prophets were there for the guidance of mankind, of the people. By killing that prophet, you are killing one of the guides of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not only killing an individual. There's a lot more in that one sin. So this is actually the reasoning for this previous reasoning. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they earned Allah's wrath. Why? Because they defied the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did they defy the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How did they defy the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How did they end up killing prophets, which is something that not every nation would do? That's not something everyone would do. This is a huge sin that, and it's not only killing one prophet. Bani Israel as a tribe has killed numerous prophets. يَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And the verses, كَانُوا يَقْتُلُونَ, they were used to this. This was a very normal procedure that they had in their life. They would kill prophets. Okay, this is a huge sin. Why did that happen? Why did they end up doing that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. That's because they were disobedient. They disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have another verse in the Holy Quran that tells us this, that the result of committing wrong actions, the wrong deeds, knowingly and willingly, is that you will end up defying the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It starts small, then it grows bigger, and you reach that stage where you'll be killing loads of prophets as well. There's more points in this verse, and inshallah, we hope that we will be able to enter the next verse in the next session, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us through the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.